It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking all things Halloween. Up today, the Halloween party.
We're actually hosting a party at my house Friday night, so I'm in full-on entertainment mode. The house is decorated inside and out in a spooky spider theme. My great party finds this year were some adorable burlap gift bags that I stuck fuzzy spiders on and little chalkboards that will tell guests what they're eating.
Oh, good idea. Maybe some treats like bandaged fingers and witch's brew. Well, the key to any great party is the atmosphere, so it sounds like you've got that part down already. The kids are going to be creeped out before they even walk in the door.
Definitely. We also plan to have a not-too-scary haunted house in my home office. My daughter plans to blindfold her friends and take them in to feel things like witch's eyes and guts, otherwise known as black olives and spaghetti noodles.
That is disgusting, which makes it perfect for the haunted house. Music is also a big deal, so you got to have some spooky tunes to play, and nothing says creepy party quite like the low lights and the lanterns and the glowing pumpkins. You've really got to set the mood for the party.
Yeah, we're going to need to think through the lighting since kids and candles don't really mix.
So true.
Oh, another tip I found was to add white sheets to the furniture to give it that nobody lives here vibe. And then you add a little powder to the sheets so guests stir up some dust when they sit down.
Oh, that's a good idea. Tomorrow we're going to be back at the same time to talk about one of our favorite topics, Halloween treats. And remember, you can find more entertainment tips as well as new articles every day on our website, nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.